In a recent public notice, the Zambia Revenue Authority announced that all Zambia customs agents and exporters will no longer be able to export goods through Victoria Falls using trucks as of the 1st of March. Goods will only be transported through rail. Observers say trucks will be priced away to the recently completed Kazungula Bridge, which is a joint venture by Zambia, Botswana and Namibia. Zimbabwe did not participate in the project, and Zambia's recent announcement means regional road traffic will now be compelled to use Kazungula. Analyst Manuel Nkomo weighs in.
So while we appreciate Zambia's reasons for preserving that route as a tourism route, Zimbabwe, by not being part of the Kazungula bridge system, has rendered itself irrelevant in terms of the movement of goods and in terms of trade. What happens now is that whatever trade is there between countries, Zimbabwe will not benefit in terms of toll fees and in terms of business for freight companies.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, however, says the move is intended to minimize truck movement in Livingstone. Mambo Hamaundu, economic and financial analyst in Zambia, says it is an effort to maximize revenue collection in the country and improve border efficiency.
It's only fair and ideal that Livingstone is reserved for tourists, so that people who are conducting business with the country, be it tourism or just passing through the country, are not necessarily laid, you know, as opposed to what was happening where you'd find that truckers are all lined up Livingstone and really piling up traffic from that place and causing delays in terms of movement. So it's really a question of efficiency, and the quicker things are done, the better. And that actually means that we'll probably have more traffic coming into the country and more traffic through the borders as in tourists and through the borders as in just cargo, other goods and services that are imported would actually translate into the extra money that country Zambia really needs. So we need to improve on operational efficiency.
Meanwhile, freighters in Zimbabwe say Zambia's new legislation is vague without clarity over its implications. Joseph Msariri of the Shipping and Forwarding Agents Association of Zimbabwe, which represents all shipping, freight and forwarding, customs clearing and bondage warehouses in the country, weighs in.
We are still seeking clarification, but it's a fact that Chirundo will become busy. I think some of the traffic will use Chirundo coming from Zambia.
Freighters say such uncertainty is not good for business planning. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Zimbabwe.